The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Why is alternative medicine or natural medicine? Why are these systems worth the expense? Are they expensive? Let's start right there. I had a lady walk into my office last week. She's on 7 medications and says, I want to get off these medications. And I looked at him and I took her case and I said, over time, I think there's a good chance you can get off these medications. And she says, oh, great, I can't afford them. And I said, bad news. It's going to be more expensive. Well, what do you mean it's going to be more expensive? Well, you have to understand that getting off of medications requires 2 things. One is that we fix the problems that the medications are causing. Meaning that, let's say somebody's on high blood pressure medication. You have to help support the kidneys and liver because the blood pressure medication has been taxing either one or both of those organ systems. So you have to support that along with all medications deplete certain nutrients and minerals. So you have to replace the nutrients and minerals that those medicines have depleted. The second thing you have to do is you have to fix the person. So the reason why they went on the medications also has to be addressed. This doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without doing therapies such as, you know, colon hydrotherapy or IV nutrients and minerals or B12 shots, nutritional supplements, chiropractic adjustments, or in our cases, our type of physicians, naturopathic manipulation technique, massage, detoxing, infrared sauna, whatever. But you're working on the underlying cause of these things. So to the listeners out there, they're like, you know, I really want to see that natural guy. I don't like the word alternative, frankly, but everybody knows it. But I really want to see that lady over there, that natural person over there. That, you know, I want to get off those meds, or, you know, I really don't want to do this anymore. I want to do that natural thing. Understand that, unfortunately, you're going to have more of an out-of-pocket cost. And let me explain another piece to this. Insurance generally does not cover natural medicine. Now, sometimes you'll have medical doctors who do acupuncture or other treatments sort of bill it under a different code. It's shaky and they're taking risks, and I commend you doctors for doing that because there's no reason why it shouldn't be covered. It's craziness. But generally, natural medicine is not covered. So where you might have a antibiotic covered under a prescription cost, you probably wouldn't have a nutritional supplement that would contain things like golden seal or grapefruit seed extract or things like that that won't be covered. So the drugs will be covered, the herbs won't be. The visits for those types of practitioners for natural medicine generally are not covered under insurance. And so the visits to the alternative or natural practitioner, you know, they come out of pocket. And you hear me stumble around like this. And, you know, Decker, why are you stumbling around? Well, I'm stumbling around for 2 reasons. One is I'm a doctor. I'm not generally your professional radio person. But the other thing is it saddens me that it's like this, that things like acupuncture and homeopathy and spinal adjustments and massage that they're not covered, or seeing a naturopathic doctor in California or a naturopathic physician around the country, that those aren't covered under your visits. It saddens me that they're not. But simply put, the government chooses to subsidize one system in the drug model and medical doctor system, but chooses not to subsidize the other. I don't know if that'll ever change, but it's just the way it is. So it is more expensive. Now let's get to the point. Is it worth it? What you have to understand is it's worth it if you have the personality that makes it worth it. Meaning some people, for me, I drive a Chevy Volt. And it's worth it for me to spend a little bit more money because I like an electric car. I don't like to put hydrocarbons out. It makes me feel good. I bought an American car, Sports American Jobs. All that makes me feel good. But I could just drive a simple Toyota Corolla for half the price. Why did I get that Volt? Well, I got it because it feels good. And it's the way of me, the way I think. It's my personality. Well, natural medicine is the same thing, or alternative medicine, meaning that is it worth the expense? Well, if you want to try and prevent versus react, meaning natural medicine is how we prevent catastrophic diseases like cancer and cardiovascular disease, like heart attacks and strokes, versus a conventional system is largely reactionary. Now, I hear the people yelling and I'm going to get the emails. Decker, my medical doctor does prevention. I have mammograms. I am on Lipitor. I'm doing prevention. Well, no, you're not. And let me explain why. First of all, mammograms are early detection if they're actually working. Different show. But that's early detection. It's not prevention. I'm glad that you are trying to early detect. I'm more of a subrogate express self-exam doc, but I'm glad you're trying to prevent, but you're trying to early detect, but it's not prevention. Lipitor or statins or medications like that to modify cholesterol have risk benefits. We don't know if you're preventing. You may be causing more problems than you're preventing. They have side effects such as memory loss and dementia and diabetes. So you're doing a risk-benefit trade, hoping it may prevent. That's not prevention, okay? That's not anywhere near the preventive model the way the physicians generally look at it. Prevention is running labs to find out your genetic predispositions and to find out where your homocysteines and ferritins and lipids and all that is, and then putting you into a way of life that helps prevent disease. If you have inflammatory markers that are up, learning how to treat your inflammation to get it down. Medical doctors largely practice reactive medicine. Now understand, it's not that they are evil people who just want to wait for you to get sick in order to do it. They just simply don't have the tools that we do. If you're relying on medication in order to prevent, you're going to stumble. Every time conventional medicine tries to get involved in the prevention department, they seem to stumble. Now, there's exceptions like stretching before you exercise. That could be considered prevention in a medical doctor mind. But when you look at medical model, drug model, surgical model, the prevention has serious issues. So you basically have to get sick enough to qualify for the system. If you go in and you have fatigue, they run all of your hormone levels. If your hormones and thyroid are in those ranges, there's nothing for them to do. If you go in to see a naturopath or an alternative practitioner or a natural practitioner, and let's say those levels are just low normal, well, they can treat that. They can treat those low normals to bring them up. They can support your organs. They can remove obstacles. They can help you with stress. They can use all sorts of techniques to move those numbers into ranges. The idea about this is to have a better quality and quantity of life, as well as keep you out of catastrophic models. I tell my patients, my goals are very simple for you. Keep you from a stroke, heart attack, cancer, autoimmune disease, and try and get you at 85 and functional. So if you want to go to the gym or go to France when you're 85 years old, you might have to move a little slower. You might get there a little earlier, but you have the brain power in order to do that. You have to understand that the conventional medicine is about what's right in front of you. Cardiologists are taught conventionally that their job is to put you on whatever medicines that day that can help you and open up any arteries that they think they can get open that day. And they will justify it with lots of interesting data. The problem is, if you're 50 years old and I've just used stents or bypass, am I really going to get 35 more years in drug and medical model out of this patient? Very, very difficult. Versus when you're in a natural approach, I have to look at how I am doing this. If I am reversing heart disease, how I reverse it is very, very important. Let's say statins did reverse heart disease, but they might cause all these other problems. Then you might be good for a year, but can I get you to 85 and functional? No, I can't. Versus if I'm doing it in a natural medicine with Dean Ornish models or Decker Weiss models or all that, I can get you into that 85 functional model. So here's your answer. Is alternative medicine worth the money, natural medicine, whatever? The answer is yes, if you want to do prevention and not reaction. And that's how we roll at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.